multitude of malice that the king must have had. For the blue wizard had warned him.
This entire patch of green beans goes to your house.
Have neighbors ever been this good to each other? I don't think so.
Certainly not your old neighbors.
No, they tried to kill me 3 times.
I think burning down your house was beyond, that was crossing a line.
Well, I guess since they died in the fire is one of those instant karma things, but I'm glad you were then able to buy their house and it all just worked out in the end. Man, that insurance money is honestly keeping me going, let me tell you.
Yeah, I feel really bad that you've lost everything and you have to rebuild from the ground up. That's why these green beans, it's not much, but it's something. It's something I can do.
I appreciate that, but like, I'm going to take your green beans. But just promise me you're also taking care of your own family, because I don't want to like point fingers, but like, your kid was in the backyard just like knocking on the door and screaming and wailing for like 6 hours straight yesterday. And I was just worried you had forgotten about him.
No, when you have 9 kids, you occasionally can't take care of all of them at once. I had 6 simultaneous emergencies and I only had the bandwidth for 5 of them. That one just had to wait.
Look, since my 9 kids all died in that fire, like, I've got time to spare. I can come over and help just look after some of yours if you want. Or, is this weird? What if I just take a couple of your kids? I've got plenty of produce, I just don't have people to feed it to. So if you want, I'll take 4 or 5 of your kids. You can keep your produce, and that'll even it out a little bit.
Oh, that is such a generous offer, and I would normally say yes. But I have a really hard time giving some of my children to a person that let their children die in a fire. The bastard next door lived. The poisoning didn't take.
We're gonna have to escalate this. I say next we either go for javelins or burning down the house. My vote's for javelins, it always will be.
I think javelins is great.
All right.
We could also decide to give up the blood feud.
What? Give up the blood feud on our neighbor? Over my dead body?
It seems to be essentially one-sided.
Look, I'm tired of him and his 9 kids. I say we go over there, massacre them all, drink their blood, rub it on our faces. Motorboat for cat.
There's blood feuds and then there's blood feuds. So, do we really want to kill 9 children? I'm getting a queasy feeling in my stomach.
Look, I was never able to have kids of my own, so I hate anybody who has them. It's just who I am as a character. It's one side to me, and I'm all right with that.
Oh, I always thought I was one-dimensional, but now I'm having second thoughts.
Don't have second thoughts. It makes us too complicated as antagonists. We need to be very, very simple in our motives and in our internal and in our internalization of those motives.
I would like to be somewhat relatable to an outside observer.
This ain't goddamn Macbeth. Would you just go along with the plan? Come on.
So you want me to just be evil and not even think about it and not even have like a motivation or a reason for my evilness?
Yeah, like one of the old Disney movies, not like one of the Pixar movies.
Right, like a bad guy with no backstory. They're just like blatantly in your face evil for no reason.
Yeah, right. Like think of like the guys like Joe Pesci in Home Alone. That's what I'm going for.
Like you never thought, what if Joe Pesci had a really bad upbringing and is suffering from wealth, inequality and really, really needs to torture a small child?
I'm sure that's true for actual Joe Pesci, but there was no evidence that that's true for his character in Home Alone.
Oh, I never thought I was a Joe Pesci, but I guess I am.
Which means I'm the other guy. Nobody remembers his name. The curly-haired tall guy.
Daniel Stern.
Hey, somebody remembers his name. I stand corrected. You know what? Fuck you. You're off the neighbor slaughtering team. I'm tired of your complicated motives. I'm going over there with javelins. and I'm raising hell.
Dad says he doesn't have time to take me to the hospital right now.
Well, don't be needy. Four of the other children require more urgent care than you do. I don't know why there's so many hazards around this house. It seems like you'd want to prevent those things if you had nine children running havoc.
I told him that too, but he said, no, we need these bear traps in case there are bears.
Well, my arm's been stuck in a running blender for the last like 3 hours, but you don't see me complaining. He's got more urgent things.
I'm bleeding from the places where my toes used to be.
Poor Gerald's on the back porch, dying of heat exhaustion. He's been knocking there for 6 hours and nobody's let him in.
I wish that some governmental agency would come and just take us away.
Don't say that. Dad's trying his best. His best just happens to be extremely misguided and will lead to the death of us all. But at least we didn't burn up like those kids next door, right?
Sometimes I wish I had.
You know,
if we had died like those kids, we would be reborn to some other parents by now.
Or we would be reborn as grasshoppers. Do you want to be a grasshopper? You know how reincarnation works. You don't get to immediately be reborn as the same life form. There's nothing to suggest that we have positive karma.
That's true. There is no way to know what kind of karma we came in or going out with.
I've spent most of my teenage years playing Call of Duty and masturbating. I don't think that's going to get me reborn as another human right away. Maybe a guinea pig.
Those seem pretty neutral.
Well, yeah, but like, I could be letting Danny in right now, but I'm not. I mean, sure, my arm's caught in this blender, so it'd be hard for me to open the door, but I have a good hand still. I'm just not choosing to use it. So that's probably negative karma.
I've been standing here this whole time where I could have easily pushed the off button on that blender, but I haven't done it.
See, we're all self-centered, which goes against the Buddhist teachings that we received as young children. Because we haven't stayed true to the Eightfold Path, I think we're all going to be reborn as insects.
Oh, I sure wish Mom hadn't ascended to Nirvana.
We could really use her right about now.
Oh no. Oh, I don't feel good about that.
We got a lot going on there.